grief to his grief to my house. Now I'm going to give it back to him.
But I think God let him go a long time ago.
He may have said to little boy Blue there, "All right, then I shall leave you to your reprobate mind." But he didn't say nothing about Larry.
Yeah, but you don't count.
Yes, I do count.
You don't count.
Yes, I do.
You can't override God's decision to let a man go to his madness.
There you go. He didn't say he wasn't going to bring him back. He didn't say that I couldn't pray for it. Nowhere in the Bible, God said that I can't pray for Danny or Trish. If they want their life back together, they're going to have to do it the right way. Otherwise, it'll never work.
It's never going to work.
Well, then, if it doesn't work, it's because they don't want anything righteous in their life.
They don't. So then, okay, here, wait now. You just said they don't want anything righteous in their life, and they don't. Okay.
Well, that doesn't mean I can't put it on them.
You can't, because it would override their will, their free will. They don't want it. God cannot override their free will.
You're right there.
If he wants that, what do you call it? Insidious behavior?
Mm-hmm.
He thrives on it. It's who he is.
That doesn't mean I can't curse him with a bellyache every time he smokes a cigarette.
I don't think that'll work.
You'll see what happens when I'm done. Because I'm just getting started.
But you know what? I want them to be miserable together.
Why?
Because they deserve each other. Hmm? Okay, you know what I was thinking? Robin Williams and his wife in that movie Where Dreams May Come.
Yeah.
Where he goes back to look for his wife because he loves her. And he's going to stay in her madness. Let them stay in their madness, because that's what they want. They love each other. They're happy together.
Oh, that's fine.
Let them go.
Stay in your madness. But every time you go to do something insidious, it's going to hurt. Because I'm going to have God lower the protection, the hedge of protection.
On who?
Have to protect them.
Huh?
He doesn't have to keep protecting them.
Protecting
just
who?
Because they're in their madness.
God's not protecting them, because they are in... Nah, it doesn't make sense.
I know you don't think it makes sense.
I don't think it makes sense at all. I just want them to be miserable together.
See, now you're being spiteful.
I'm being spiteful because they deserve each other.
Yeah, but I'm
in their
be spiteful
craziness.
In a different way. Hey, Danny. You and your wife used my wife. Spitefully. Now I'm going to give it back to you. I'm going to be angry.
I don't like it when you're angry.
That's too bad.
Huh? That's too bad?
Yeah.
I don't like it when you're angry.
Shit.
It don't fit?
I hate that when that happens.
It doesn't fit?
Oh, wait.
Yeah, but you know what? It'll be too far, too late, you know, that all this occurs.
Yeah, well, you want to know something? It's not just for them. They've got a son named Gabe. He's worth saving, don't you think?
Maybe. Not my place. I don't want it my place.
God. But you can have a lot to say about it.
Nope. Sorry.
Hey, I prayed for Justin, and I kept praying for him. He was a headache. Boy's got a lot on his mind.
Or in his mind.
Yeah, that too. You can open the window now if you want.
But I just noticed how funny things work out. He won. He got everybody separated. But you know what? My life can go back to normal now.
What is normal for you, though? You suffer with the same pain he does. The pain of boredom. And so does Trish.
But my boredom is satisfied more often than not.
I suppose that's true in many ways.